This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. If you are a resident of planet Earth, it's a good bet that you're aware that the seventh installment of Universal Pictures' Fast and Furious movie series was released recently. Its global box office take is somewhere around $1 billion. I have only rudimentary understanding of statistics, but I think that means that if you're right now in a room with 10 other people, six of them saw the picture. I may have those numbers wrong, but the point remains the movie is a gigantic international hit. But what makes the performance of Furious 7 even more impressive, to me anyway, is that in tone, plot, cast, pace, and in every other conceivable way, it is identical to all of the other Fast and Furiouses that came before it, but it still seems new and surprising. Watching the movie, which I did happily last weekend with a thrilled and rapt crowd, is an exercise in perfectly managed expectations. It's everything fans expect from a Furious movie, noise and explosions and the familiar characters, but somehow more. And when you remember that Paul Walker, one of the two stars of the entire series, died tragically in the middle of the production, it's a pretty amazing feat of filmmaking. Still, whenever anything in Hollywood is as successful as the Fast and Furious franchise, everyone wants to get their hands into it. Despite its huge success, the temptation to improve it and to change the essential dynamic, to overthink the basic idea of the movie, well, must have been immense. People in Hollywood, and in every other business too, have a hard time leaving successful things alone. In the late 1980s, when Coca-Cola, perhaps the most successful consumer brand in world history, decided that the only way to solidify their position as the manufacturers of the most popular drink on Earth was by changing the recipe for the most popular drink on Earth, well, the result was a PR and sales disaster. People who loved the taste of Coca-Cola, the executives discovered to their shock, did not want that taste to change. What Coca-Cola was selling as New Coke was something no one wanted to buy. The executives and marketers who made that disastrous decision weren't stupid. On the contrary, they were smart. The smartest people, I'm sure they would have insisted at the time, in the room. Armed with charts and surveys and market testing results, they thought and thought and overthought themselves into nearly destroying one of the most iconic brands in the world. People want new, you can hear them say. People want something different. But the truth is, at no point in history has anyone really wanted anything new or different. What we want, when we're really being honest with ourselves and each other, is exactly what we've always liked, just maybe a little bit turbocharged. Now, that often leaves the creators of the product unfulfilled and dissatisfied. It was entirely possible that the creative forces behind Furious 7 could have said to themselves, "Aren't we tired of doing the same movie over and over again? Aren't we bored with the same basic setup?" They could easily have convinced each other that the seventh installment of the series should be the dramatic one, the artistic one, the one without loud explosions. They might even have put in a sensitive modern dance number. Don't laugh. There is no limit to the damage people can do when they're trying to be smart. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will erase all of the traces. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.